Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. A little hoarse today. I've had an adventure or two over the last few days with laryngitis, and you don't talk back to laryngitis when it comes calling. I am joined today by a great friend of KRDO and we of his, Mr. Gary DeYoung, who is owner, founder, president, CEO, chief cook, and bottle washer for American Overhead Door Company. And we do appreciate you being here, Gary. Introduce yourself. Talk about you a little bit.
Well, I moved to Colorado Springs 2006. I had a great countertop business in Sacramento. Came here for a visit. Somebody from church in Sacramento invited us out. Got up on top of Ike's Peak. Thought we should move here. Went back to Sacramento. Put my company up for sale. Put my house out for up for sale. And here I am.
And you came at a good time. I mean, well, a sort of good time. We were still riding a pretty good wave of real estate prosperity in 2006. You get your business set up here. 2 years later, we got a crash. How did that affect you?
Well, you have to sit there and prepare yourself for the slow times, and that was the slow time. You got to reinvent. If you do a lot of commercial construction or residential tracks, you have to make sure that you focus on jobs that are going to be there. For example, service. You are always going to hit your door. You're always going to have a spring that's going to break. You always have to get the product into your warehouse and get the product out of your warehouse. And so that's what we focused on, is the commercial, the residential service, and then the replacements when you come hot into your driveway, hit that patch of ice, and part of your car is inside the house, and part of your car is outside the house.
I bet you see that more than you care to admit.
Everybody goes, you never see this, but I see that 5 to 10 times a day.
Wow. 5 to 10 times a day where somebody's... Wow. That's, it doesn't seem like it would be that frequent. But that also speaks to the size of your client base. It speaks to how well people trust you. And they do for a reason. Here's a guy who, you know, you get here, things are good for a couple of years. You were ready for the slow period when things crashed in 2008. And you focused on service. Now, that's brought about some other very special things in your world. You have been part of BBB's Excellence in Customer Service Awards, as I understand it.
Yes, I have, and I have won the award 2 years. I shouldn't say won the award. I earned the award 2 years in a row.
A very stringent process, because they're looking at all aspects of your business. But certainly customer service is central to that, or it wouldn't be the Excellence in Customer Service Awards. So you are a business owner who is trusted. You have the important distinction of having won that award a couple of years in a row, and I imagine you'll stay in contention for it.
Yeah, this year I'm going to go through the process again. It's basically a term paper or a thesis on your company, and you have to pick apart your company, find out where your weaknesses are, find where you're strong at, and maybe make those strong places stronger, and then the weaknesses, work on those. And we have done that with technology this year, and it's been great.
Can you count roughly how many garage doors you've installed over the years?
Just say between 5 and 10 doors a day, every single day.
Okay. All right. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That is a very lot. And in the face of very stiff, long-standing, established competition locally, and certainly the big dogs come in, and then the big box stores got into the business, and you were setting up when that was going on, and yet here you are. You're thriving. Your company is vibrant. You're a very lively group. You're out, and you're doing the deed every day.
Yeah. Well, when the big box stores come in, they came to me and asked me to do the installs for them. So we do all the installs for a big box store in Southern Colorado. So they trust us, and we go through, we've been doing that with the big box stores for 9-10 years now.
That does something else interesting for you, I would think. It allows, and let's talk about your offerings now for the people who are listening, for our folks. It gives you access to a lot more brands. And generally, there are some brands that a lot of us know and some that we don't, some better than others. What is your range of offering in terms of brands?
I primarily stick with Clopay building products for the garage doors. But I can buy any make, any model, any design that you would like. Some designs and some manufacturers we steer you away from because we know that they're putting 29-gauge metal where Clopay has 25-gauge. We know where the windy areas are, and we suggest that you don't put doors in these, you know, these type of doors that are low thickness, you know, real thin doors out in the high wind areas, which we have, you know, Peyton and everything to the east. So we sit there and try and design a door that will help you in your situation, and it will last you a long time. Because, yes, I want to sell you a door. I'd love to sell you a second door, but we got to do it in time, in 10 years. I want that door to last 10, 15 years. We come over and do service for you. Then you refer me to your neighbor, then your neighbor's neighbor, and it goes on from there.
Yeah, there's nothing like word of mouth and repeat and referral business from loyal clients. I imagine you're into your second and third generation and families now.
We've done a mother. We did the mother-in-law of the mother. We did a daughter-in-law, and they all bought doors in a month. And we just went through these different houses, and it's special when each family member refers us.
What a great vote of confidence that is.
Yes.
When somebody is willing to say wonderful things about you. I want to circle back, and I want to sidebar to the word gauge, because it's counterintuitive. The smaller the gauge number, the thicker the metal. And let me make this stick in your minds. When you go to the doctor's office, you don't want a low number gauge needle sticking in your arm. That's a thick needle. The higher the gauge number, as that applies to a needle, the smaller it is. So think of it in opposite terms. The lower the gauge number in metal, the thicker the metal is. So 25 gauge versus 29 gauge makes a huge difference.
I can take a 29 gauge door and I can fold it in two. What is the wind of Colorado going to do? It folds it. The 25 gauge, you know, is thicker, stronger, and provides you with a longer life of your door.
So in business since 2006, you are the premier installer for the box guys.
Yes.
So you get Gary whether you go direct or whether you go through one of the depots around town, right?
Yes.
Not bad news in either scenario.
No, I get the door anyway.
Yeah, you get the door anyway. While you can access any brand or design of door, your preference is Clopay.
Yes.
Again, because they are virtually overbuilt for the task, which is optimal because, as you say, you want your client's doors to last 10 years or better before you, you know, you're servicing that door that whole time before you need to get them to have a second door or replace that door.
Yes. And Clopay is a product where they've actually entrusted in me to be part of their dealer advisory board, and there is 10 dealers across United States, Canada, and Mexico, and we meet and we design doors. We pick the colors of the doors. We pick the future design of the doors. And this last year, I mean, there's some beautiful doors that are coming out, and new designs, and everything to make your house look beautiful.
Gary, a couple of tips to offer people who are in the market for a garage door. If you were to send them out to their garage right now to help them make a determination whether it is time to replace or not or upgrade, how do you give them that guidance? What do you say?
Look at your door. If it's a wood door or a pressed wood door, look where the hinges are. The hinges, if they have where they've been pulled out and there's multiple screws in that door, if you have water seeping through the seams and there's that door is collecting water and those hinges are going to start ripping out. Other things, if your door is very jerky and the opener is having to work really hard, there's a thing called a heavy door and a light door. If a door is light, you lift it up and it will want to slam through the back of the tracks. A heavy door is you pick it up and you put it waist high and it falls to the ground. A door should be balanced at waist high. If it's not, your springs have an issue. You need to be more wound. It may need to be less wound. Or it's just the springs are getting old. And that puts stress on the opener also.
Gary DeYoung, owner of American Overhead Door, based here in Colorado Springs. We got you here in 2006. We're proud to have you here. We appreciate our partnership with you here at KRDO as well. We hope to hear from you more often.
Thank you very much.
And quick contact information if somebody is and has got some questions about garage doors or is ready to have one installed.
American Overhead Door at the corner of Garden of the Gods and North Nevada. Also up in Palmer Lake on Highway 108 and also in Salida, 719-538-9900, 719-538-9900, and WeDoGarageDoors.com.
Thank you, Gary. That is it for this edition of the Business Connection here on KRDO News Radio. We air Sunday mornings at 7 right here at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Catch us by podcast at KRDO.com. Click on radio and select podcast. We'll see you next week at 7 o'clock.